One of our listeners had a hookup that sounds like it lasted about 30 seconds.
We've all been there.
It's 10 seconds longer than my average.
Oh, wow. Jeff.
But the difference here is afterwards, my partners usually hang around for an average of 2 minutes. But Thomas's date, though, she was out the door instantly.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Now, she stopped the hookup right as it started, basically, and said, "Look, I'm sorry. I just can't do this. I gotta go." Which is weird because she's the one who insisted that they go back to his place originally.
Oh, she initiated all of it.
Yes.
She kissed him first. She asked him to go back.
So now Thomas is just really confused, and we're committed to helping him out.
Yeah, we are.
In fact, Brooke is even willing to finish the hookup with you, Thomas.
Brooke.
Look at that, Brooke. Way to step up for our listeners. Good job.
Is it going
to
be another minute or how long?
Yeah, I'm up for whatever you want.
Maybe that's the problem, Thomas. You need to play a little hard to get in this game, okay?
Yeah, I was pretty thirsty, bro.
I know, like, reflecting on this, what do you think? Why do you think she left?
Honestly, I don't know. She seemed really gung-ho, and everything was going great, and then, I don't know.
Is gung-ho the word?
I can't make that joke.
I mean, it wasn't like he had bad breath or something, right? Like, I'm just thinking, something may have turned her off.
You know what? Yeah. I would almost hope it's something simple like that, so he could be like, oh, next time I'll...
That's true.
Pop a mint or something, you know?
You can fix it,
You can't fix it unless you know.
I guess, do you have bad breath, bro? Do you know?
No, I'm pretty sure I don't. I go to the dentist every 6 months. You know, the usual.
Hey, okay, that's more than I think everyone here.
That's a lot. All right, well, let's just give her a call. We'll see what she has to say if she answers. So I'm going to dial Chelsea's number right now. You ready?
Yep.
All right, man, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Chelsea.
This is Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
That's
Hello.
Brooke there. That's
Hi.
Jose.
Hi.
That's Alexis.
How can I help you?
We're doing a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. That's where we help our listeners reconnect with someone after what they thought was a really good date. And so you met a guy out the other night. His name was Thomas.
Oh.
Okay.
Jeez. Okay.
What'd you say about Thomas?
I just said, oh, jeez.
Oh.
Oh. I thought you said juice.
I thought it was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
No.
Not that.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure what to take from that yet, but Thomas told us about the night that you guys spent together, and it sounded pretty good.
Exciting.
Very exciting. Yeah. A little bit of a short night. Mm-hmm.
But it sounded kind of hot. Not going to lie.
And so he's a little bit confused about how things ended and why exactly, because it sounds like you took off from his apartment pretty quick.
Wow, this is so awkward. What the heck?
Yeah. But also, got to think it's pretty awkward to leave a makeout like halfway through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, days later, you're still not responding to him. And so he just has a bunch of questions and doesn't know where to get the answers.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're hoping you have the answers.
Yeah, so it's your turn.
Well, I really liked him and stuff, but he said, like, while we were kissing and stuff, he said, oh, I so want to date you. And
I want to date you?
Yeah, I want to date you. And this, like, sort of slapped me back to reality.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. Are you not looking to date right now?
That's fine.
To hook up with someone. You're not trying to be like, oh, I can't wait for us to get married.
Yeah. It is kind of a weird thing to say mid-makeout.
On your first hangout.
Yeah.
It's like now it's like a commitment if they follow through.
Well, it is like a bar thing. Were you just, like, looking for, like, a one-night stand, which is fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah. You're an adult.
I mean, maybe the words came out weird. I think he just meant he was having a good time and he couldn't wait to go out with you. Like,
very similar.
Officially.
Maybe just don't say anything, though, during that.
Yeah. Just one letter off, Jeff.
Maybe she doesn't want future plans.
Well, I just felt bad because I got the impression that he kind of liked me. And, like, the truth of the matter is I totally have a boyfriend.
Oh! Yeah. I did not see that coming.
No. Well,
oh, gosh.
So, wait, you were cheating on your boyfriend?
I mean, if you want to look at it that way, but how I...
Would your boyfriend look at it that way?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Oh.
Is this like an open relationship?
Well, here's the thing. I feel like he might understand because really it was for his benefit. We've been together for several years now, and like, I felt like I needed to zhuzh up the situation a little bit.
Okay.
I don't understand.
I think I do, but keep going.
Yeah.
So I was just going to, like, you know, go and hook up and see what, you know, see what's good, what's fresh, what's new. Bring it back home, you know?
And then bring it back home. So you guys are
boring stuff right now and you needed new ideas? Is that where you...
Yeah, pretty much.
I think I'm getting the idea. So, Chelsea, you were interested in Thomas just from a purely physical standpoint to see what you could learn from him. But when he started mentioning dating, then it crossed the line.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, like, talking to Thomas on the phone, he wouldn't probably be my go-to tutor.
I don't think so.
Just from his,
that is extremely rude, bro.
Yeah.
It's extremely rude, especially because he's listening to this right now and literally heard that.
He
heard everything that Chelsea said. Because, Chelsea, I need to let you know, Thomas has been there.
That's okay. I kind of, like... It's good that he hears this because I didn't know how to say it at the time and like I didn't know how to respond to text.
All right, well,
there we go.
Thomas, go ahead, say hello.
Chelsea, you're a total asshole.
I did not see that coming either.
No clunky words there.
Or was that a suggestion for a love move?
Oh yeah, are you into that stuff or no?
I'm not gonna help you cheat on some dude because then I'm the asshole. I don't care what your side is. You need to tell people that. You need to figure that shit on your own. But you don't use me to ruin. No.
Attaboy.
Those are valid points.
But she didn't technically go all the way through with it.
It doesn't matter.
Well,
so you'd be totally fine if your girlfriend made out with some dude and then came home and was like, I didn't.
Well, I don't know. If she came home with a cool new skill because of it, I might be like, thank you, sir.
Jeff would be like, bring him over. I'd like to meet him.
I know. I wonder what else I could learn.
Okay, look it. I'm, you know.
You're a
We gotta be careful here. We're a family-friendly show.
Rein it in. If you wanted to find out what happened, here it is. We don't need to be calling me names.
Yeah.
You need to apologize for that one, I think. But
get out of here.
Chelsea,
you won't say it again.
Brooke, you said he wouldn't be a good tutor.
But listen,
it's the first time he's telling somebody that, like, whatever. Keep going.
Here's the thing, Chelsea. Why don't you just open with that with any dude at the bar? If you walked up to a hot guy at a bar and you said, "Hey, listen, I don't want anything tonight except for this because this is what I want to learn. I think you could teach me some new things." You're telling me a dude wouldn't turn that? Like,
I would turn it down.
No way.
Turn it down.
You could find eight other guys, though, that would say yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Guys that would say yes. Like, why not lead with the truth?
Mm-hmm. I don't hate that idea. You might be right.
Yeah, she is right. Not every guy has morals or standards. Some dudes are like, cool, this is the best scenario ever.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like Jose is trying to volunteer to help you out.
No, I will never, ever cheat. Never will.
You have morals and standards?
Absolutely.
What? Oh, my God.
I've never cheated in my life. Never will.
And relationships are so complicated these days.
Yeah.
No, it's not that complicated not to cheat on your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Exactly. It's not hard.
It feels like you two have a lot of things to say to each other.
I don't have anything to say to Chelsea.
Maybe that would be a good thing to say when you guys are looking at each other face to face.
No, Jeff.
Over a dinner, perhaps? No, not a dinner, because we can't make it a date.
Maybe like lunch.
I think I'm done with this person because he just called me a whore, and you can't really step back from that.
No. Hold on. I just said the truth, yo.
No.
I'm done.
That's not working.
All right. Gotta go.
It is turning me on when he uses that language, but that's not going to work for this phone call.
Jeff, get over here.
You guys, stop it. I'm flustered.
What is going on?